Hi, everyone. Welcome to Appliance Advisors. I'm Francesco, joined by Dennis. Today, we're going to tackle faucets. And the main question here is, what are the best faucet brands out there? And it's interesting because, you know, we sell a lot of plumbing, we sell a lot of faucets, sinks, disposals, those sort of things. And faucets has been something that has just consistently changed over the years. So at Yale, you know, we really sell a few faucet brands. We have kind of our own small private label line. And then we sell Waterstone and we sell the Galley. You know, if you looked 2 years ago, we still have the same big displays, but we might've had 6, 7 different brands. So what happened there and why would you consider the best faucet brands?
Yeah, so a loaded question, but a lot of pain in here brings me to this episode, which is, to that end, we used to carry a lot of brands because there were a lot of brands, because there were a lot of manufacturers of brands. Yeah. And what really happened over the last, really it's been over the last 6, 7, 8 years, is you've seen a consolidation of manufacturers and most of that production being sent over to China or over to Asia in general. And the reality of it is the quality has just tumbled. It was a price point game because certain big brands were driving down costs and everyone else kind of followed suit. Mm-hmm. So we really saw the fall of brands like Roll and even Kohler and Delta and some of those brands that we used to sell, Frankie, you know, shame it was, great brands, but really sent overseas. So we became not a sink and faucet kitchen plumbing company anymore. We became a kitchen faucet parts company. And a lot of disputes with customers that bought these and just the quality. We couldn't get our head around the quality. We couldn't put a customer through that. And if you think of yourself, most of us will have bought, replaced a faucet. Faucets last 5, 6 years on the average now. And it's not even so much that you could pony up for this faucet that you don't even love the look of or the quality because you're trying to hit a price point. It's the cost of the plumber to put it in. It's a hidden expense.
Yeah.
So we see a lot of people go in trying to say, hey, I want a faucet under $500. I want something like this. And they buy it. And they might buy one even that aesthetically they're like, okay, it looks good, but just feel it. It feels like nothing.
Yeah.
It's not made well. And then it goes in and it looks fine initially, but everything starts to break down. And now that hidden $400 plumber bill a couple of times to replace adds up quick. So we just made the decision to say, hey, we still sell, to your point, a lot of plumbing and faucets. We brought in our own private line because we kind of looked at it like this. If people are going to buy a value faucet, then we'll offer the couple of most popular styles. And at least on these, we will not lie, they're the same. I'm not going to say they're superior to quality to those other brands we talked about. But we control the exchange, the return, not the plumber, but that process of parts and all that, we're controlling it. So for that value-minded shopper, at least we're not pushing them off to a dead end. And then we really got behind Waterstone and Galley, two brands made here in the States, certainly gonna spend more for it. But I would tell you, you're not spending more for it in the long run, and you're getting something that when you feel it, there's no comparison that it's built differently. You're talking something that weighs 3 pounds versus something that weighs 10 pounds.
Right.
You know, all brass. You can just see it. It's so visual.
Yeah.
It's so obvious. It is culture shock of, wow, the price. You know, I want to spend 500. I'm spending this. But in the grand scheme of the life, they last. The service is phenomenal. And the quality is just different level. More like we were used to. And actually, it's better than what we're used to. But more like we were used to.
And
so
like and like you said, like you can feel the difference. And really, like parts where you can feel it too is like even just the small parts, like where the handle is to turn the water off and on, how tight that is, how it, you know, these pull down faucets, how nicely it locks into the head as well, and it's not kind of hanging loose and things. Like you can just feel like those small parts of difference there. So you talk about kind of these price points, you know, like the sub 500, and certainly these are going to be, you know, 1500 plus ones like that. Is it fair to say in faucets, it's like either get a kind of inexpensive sub 500 price point or spend the money and get something there? That kind of mid-level has almost really eroded to some degree.
Yeah, but know this, you're gonna spend 500 initially, you will replace that over 10 years, 2 to 3 times.
Yeah.
And then you have the plumbing bills. So you spent $2,000.
Exactly.
You just got in cheaper, but you're doing it again 2 years or 3 years from now. I, you know, And again, you talked about the finish. The difference is it's not even feel. They're hand-tuned.
Yeah.
There's actually an American craftsman making them.
Yeah. They're not mass-produced.
So we literally don't have a parts issue because they don't break.
Right.
They're really, really, those two brands are amazingly well-made. A lot of finish options, a lot of style options. And for us, it was just the only way to go. Otherwise, you were just selling an inferior product. And we've been selling plumbing for an awful long time. So people became used to us selling a quality product. And all of a sudden, those same brand names were not lasting like the house before they had. So we just couldn't subject them to it anymore. So truly be informed there. It's easy enough to make something look good, but does it work good?
Right.
And 99% of the brands you're buying are being made overseas, and they're just mass produced. Maybe a slightly different aesthetic value, but don't spend good money after bad. I can't say it enough. Spend it right the first time and do it right.
Awesome. So that's going to cover everything for the best faucet brands.
And don't forget to follow us on social media for appliance tips and updates from Yale Appliance.
Your feedback is what shapes our series. Like what you saw, give us a thumbs up, share it with your friends, and drop your thoughts in the comments below. We love hearing from you.
Stay informed and inspired on all your appliance needs. This is Appliance Advisors signing off.